And a male goat is called a
Billy Goat.
And the first book in the New Testament is something Mark, Luke, and John. The first one is.
What about that?
Say, a woman who conducts school, she'd be called a.
Do you got what?
Who a woman who conducts school, you call her a.
For that?
A woman who conducts school.
That conducts school.
School.
A school teacher.
Okay. Any old fashioned names for women school teachers?
No, not that I know.
Do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
A bell maker.
A barrel.
Bell maker?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I don't know much about that.
Well, did you ever hear anyone around here with the last name Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper, no. Not around here, I know.
What would you call a married woman with that last name? She'd be.
What would I call her?
Uh-huh.
Miss Cooper.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the wife of Abraham?
I don't know. I think it was Martha, yeah?
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
What relation with what?
My mother's sister.
What relation she would be to me?
To me. My mother's sister.
She wouldn't be any relation to you.
No, my mother's sister.
She'd be your aunt.
Okay. And a preacher who's not very well trained, he doesn't have a regular pulpit, he just sort of preaches here and there, and he's not very good at preaching, what might you call him?
Substitute preacher, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What about a carpenter who's not a real carpenter? He just sort of does.
They call that a jackleg.
Uh-huh. What does that mean, jackleg?
A carpenter that don't know too much, you know, just carpenter uh-huh. Different places.
Is it sort of an insulting thing to be called?
Huh?
A jackleg, is that an insult when you call
no,
it?
No, not an insult. It just. This is name we call him.
Uh-huh. What else besides a carpenter would you call a jackleg?
Well, he could be a bricklayer and still call him a jackleg.
Uh-huh. What about a preacher? Would you say?
No, a preacher, I don't know how we'd call that.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a.
I don't know.
Well, a woman in plays or movies, you'd call her a.
Call her an actor, eh?
Okay. And a person who works in an office and takes care of the mail and does the typing and so forth, should be called a.
The office boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, a woman in there who does the typing and answers the phone and that sort of thing should be a.
Be a secretary.
And a person who goes to school would be a.
He goes to school?
Uh-huh.
Be a scholar.
Okay. What would you call someone who goes to college? Would you still say they're a scholar?
I don't know.
What about another word that means scholar?